Well, the political fight over the vaccine rollout is in full swing. The European Union, the federal government and the states are arguing over why it's taking so long to get vaccinations to Australia and rolled out to the community. So what's really going on? We'll find out if Australia is being left behind and if we can catch up. We'll also ask the experts when we can travel overseas again. A leading epidemiologist is warning that we have got a long wait ahead. But first today, we start our coverage in Canberra. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says he will again ask the European Union to allow AstraZeneca to export more than 3 million doses of its vaccine to Australia. The Australian government has pointed the finger at the EU for Australia's slower-than-expected vaccine rollout. But overnight, the EU denied claims that it's blocked the export of millions of doses ordered by Australia. To explain how we got here, our reporter Noor Haider joins us from Parliament House. Noor, good afternoon. What has caused this war of words between Australia and the EU?
Good afternoon. Well, the Australian government has repeatedly said that Australia's slower-than-expected vaccine rollout is mainly due to supply issues originating in Europe. Now, for some context, Australia had ordered 3.8 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine that were being manufactured in Italy. Now, those vaccines were supposed to arrive in Australia between January and February, but we've only received a small portion of that, around 700,000 doses. Now, it was widely reported last month that the EU blocked one shipment of around 250 doses destined for Australia under export controls that it imposed in order to protect its own local production. However, overnight, the EU denied that it's holding up remaining deliveries. At a lengthy press conference today here in Canberra, Scott Morrison ran through the timeline of Australia's efforts to try and get these vaccines from the EU. He said that after the first batch, that original batch of 250,000 doses was denied, AstraZeneca never made additional export applications because it believed that the EU would also block them. Now, Scott Morrison says it is good news that the EU says it's not blocking shipments. He says he'll be writing to both the European Commission and AstraZeneca, asking them to make good on their contract. He says that Australia's first 1 million doses from overseas will be sent to the PNG. Take a listen.
I'm pleased to hear that the European Union overnight has indicated that they are not seeking to restrict these vaccines to Australia. So I'll be very pleased, as will the Minister, to write again in parallel both to AstraZeneca to seek the export licences for the full amount of the doses, the 3.8 million, to be provided to Australia. And I can assure you that the first million of those will be used to support the humanitarian effort that we're putting in place for Papua New Guinea.
That's the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. And Noor, the government is defending the pace of the vaccine rollout here, insisting that things will speed up.
Yeah, well, the government has been repeatedly criticised for the speed of the vaccination program over the last 6 weeks. Now, at the beginning of this year, the government was aiming to administer 4 million doses by April. We've fallen well short of that target with around 800,000 doses given so far. The government says that will begin to ramp up as local production of the AstraZeneca vaccine increases. Now, at this stage, the CSL production plant, that's the company manufacturing the AstraZeneca vaccine in Melbourne, it's not yet reached its target of producing 1 million doses per week. Now, the Secretary of the Health Department, Brendan Murphy, says that there are a number of reasons for that. He says the main holdup is the batch testing requirements. Now, Professor Murphy has also rejected the suggestion that mass vaccination clinics need to be set up, for example, like it has been done in the United States. He says that would be a redundant thing to do because we don't have adequate supplies of the vaccine to even sort of facilitate vaccination at mass clinics. Now, take a listen to Professor Murphy explaining why Australia's vaccine rollout has been slower than hoped.
It is a complex process to get vaccines batch tested, quality released, then pre-positioned to delivery centres and then finally delivered to well over 2,000 general practice sites and a number of state and territory clinics. Some of them, you know, would like to have more. They'd like to have more than 50 doses a week, but that's all we have the supplies to do. We are not holding back any vaccines anywhere other than the second dose contingencies.
That's Professor Brendan Murphy. And Noor, just briefly, there have been concerns raised about potential blood clotting linked to the AstraZeneca vaccine. What are Australian health authorities saying?
Well, Professor Brendan Murphy says that this issue is being taken seriously. As you would know, a 44-year-old Melbourne man was admitted into hospital last week with thrombosis. That's a blood clotting disorder. Both the Therapeutic Goods Administration and immunisation experts are now actively investigating that case. They're also talking to the UK and EU, which have also experienced more cases like this blood clotting case over there, to sort of ascertain exactly how serious this is. We heard from Professor Brendan Murphy today. He says it's serious, but more comprehensive data is needed.
We are taking this matter very seriously at the moment. Our regulator and our ATAGI are advising we continue with our program, that the benefit of vaccination outweighs any potential risk, but we are continually reviewing the situation.
That's Brendan Murphy, the Secretary of the Department of Health, and before that, our political correspondent Noor Haider at Parliament House in Canberra.